The fate of the Limestone City Cooperative Housing Project came before council at their meeting on Tuesday night, where they ultimately decided the project will have to fend for itself to secure the intended property at 900 Division Street. Limestone City Cooperative Housing, LCCH, is a nonprofit aiming to build an innovative cooperative housing and vertical farm project, providing 284 affordable housing units in the city's north end. Meadowbrook Strathcona Councillor Jeff McLaren has been working on the project for the last 2 years. In September, council turned down a request for $2 million in seed funding for the project, sending LCCH the message that a clearer vision for the project would be needed to win over council. On Tuesday, council was presented with two options: to hand over the city-owned property at 900 Division Street to LCCH or to put the property on the open market, meaning LCCH, a nonprofit, would have to compete with private developers for the land. Proponents of the project presented before council to support the project with option one. Remy Strauss, a business expert backing LCCH, was one of the representatives that presented the case before council.
While this is really big today, I think I question for you as to whether you want to see buildings as just places where people live, or are they perhaps a backbone for a thriving community? Are they perhaps more than just somewhere to live, but they're actually about addressing many more issues?
Councillor McLaren also emphasized the importance of choosing option one for LCCH, with the major hurdle being that the project cannot secure identified grant funding before securing land.
There's $127 million that we have identified that we can go after, but it's conditional on the land. We need that land to get the money. What I'm asking you guys here for today with option one is to help us, to authorize us, to give us the direction to go out and get a $127 million investment in affordable housing, in solutions to climate change, in solutions to food insecurity. This is absolutely critical in our community. We've declared emergencies in all of these things.
Councillors Connie Glenn and Gary Osteroff expressed their support for option one.
I think we owe it to ourselves as a community to at least make the attempt for a big reach, something that is going to solve multiple issues, multiple problems, and maybe set the stage for something brand new for other communities as well. So I'd like to see this move forward. Let's give an opportunity to this city to really shine and to see what we can actually bring.
I'm going to support this project. I've been a bit of a critic of it as well, and Jeff has heard me out a few times, but I did go to a board meeting recently and as a visitor, and I've been listening closer, and I think as Councillor Glenn has said, a year ago we had a report that we sent back, pretty clear message. And I think that what we see now is something that is very attractive. This is really got to it, it. There's a lot of check marks that we can now look at this and say, this is worth looking at. I think we should give this project the confidence that it needs tonight with option one. Really, it's inherently risk free for us, and the upside is just so high.
However, while a major selling point for the project had been the lack of risk for the city, Mayor Brian Patterson brought in another perspective.
Do I want to see this project go forward? Of course. I think that the issue is that it's not risk-free for the city, because we only have so much land available. I'm not trying to be negative, but I am trying to be honest. So this is what due diligence looks like. So we need to weigh that out.
Option one did not make it through, with only Councillors Osteroff, Glenn, McLaren, and Lisa Osanek in support. Councillor McLaren made a final impassioned speech, stressing the position of LCCH if the land is put out on the market, and urged council to reconsider.
If we're going to put this on the market, there is a long process, and it's an uncertain process, one that will close windows, that will make this harder for us. It creates uncertainty, and in fact, it's going to kill this project. We are not equipped to play or to compete in a for-profit shark-infested ocean.
Councillor Osanek expressed the disappointment of supporters of the project.
Option two is why innovation dies. I feel so strongly. I've been on planning committee for
18 of my 19 years, this is 248 affordable housing units that are 65% of market rate. I am so angry. It is so hard to get affordable housing units built in this city. Every single big tower, we always ask for affordable housing. The answer is always zero units. This is 248 right here in our hands that could have been on city land. So let's just see what happens with this option two that is probably going to pass right now. What we get is going to be at the very best purpose-built apartment. That will be the best. At the worst, it's going to be a tall condo. Tall condo. And how many affordable housing units will be in there? None. This is what we just gave up. 248 affordable housing units. I cannot believe in a housing crisis that we just said no to that.
When option two came forward, Councillor Brandon Tozzo made his case as the councillor of the district the project would take root in.
This project had more red flags than Soviet Russia. Assumptions of grant funding and financing that it hasn't really been proven. And this is a public piece of land. A point I also want to make is I'm the councillor of the district that this property is in. I have seen in my time on council a variety of different brilliant ideas proposed in the north end of Kingston that each have really unique features. And this is about the third or fourth time I've experienced this, and this seems to only happen in Kingston's north end. And let it be said, every single time in the previous report that we had on affordable housing, I voted in favor of this. I'm a fan of affordable housing, but I am kind of getting sick of being the city's social engineering experiment for the rest of the town. This is the North End, and I know it has had a lot of inequality and marginalization. This amount of affordable housing, staff recommend in the initial report that was supposed to have five affordable houses, that was ignored. The staff think that it could have a limitation of six stories, that was ignored. This is a kind of an affront to me as the district counselor that none of those considerations were even considered. So there was also a public meeting that Limestone Co-op had months ago, where I wasn't invited as the district counselor. I actually asked about it and didn't get a response from the board. Thanks, guys. Really awesome. So on the merits of this project, I think it's just inherently flawed. I'm not going to be charitable about this. I kind of call a spade a spade. I'm voting against this. I think we should sell the land, put that directly into affordable housing, and we can actually get some affordable housing built. That's where I stand on this. Good luck in the free market getting this.
Option 2 passed with a vote of 7-4. While this means LCCH still has the opportunity to compete for the land, as Councillor McLaren stated, this could mean the end of the project. According to the motion, the city has the intent of reallocating revenue from selling the land to an affordable housing project located in another area of the city. This has been Christina Lurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.